Hi, I'm Josh Curry.
And I'm Jeff Kirvin.
And this is Maximum Geek. Now, first of all, I want to say that I'm not sure. There may be a couple of weeks with a gap here because I got a lot coming up the next 2 weeks. And,
Stop.
well, let's just say moving and all this wedding prep and starting school. And
blah, blah, blah. I have a life. Yeah, blah, blah.
You have a life? What
oh,
happened?
I was mocking you. As a matter of fact, I do, but I was mocking yours.
I know. I was trying to segue into you having a life for you there, Jeff, so you could brag about having a life.
Yeah, I finally got off my duff and went and got one.
A job and, dare I say it, a girlfriend? Hmm?
That would appear to be the case. I'm as shocked as anyone.
Has she met you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
She has.
That's the question. All right.
No, it's not one of these Martian mail order girlfriends, because I've not fallen for that again.
Again. And how many times did you fall for that? I'm just saying, again could mean you fell for it several times, and you're a little slow on the uptick.
Just saying that, yeah. Having that third breast, you know, mounted on the back for dancing, it's an attractive feature.
It's not, and I can't believe you said those words.
Anyway,
you're not my friend anymore.
So we were gonna do a comic cast this week, but because Josh is like all like. Doing real life stuff.
I've been far too busy to actually plan a comic cast. There will be one coming. I have a couple of topic ideas, but there is that requires actual information, not just stuff.
Well, not for me. I mean, I'm just a comic relief while you lay down the knowledge, you know.
Yeah,
but
I've got topics I can cover knowledge wise with what I have, but.
But, yeah, the comic cast, we can't just soft shoe the way we do this one.
Yeah, there needs to be actual planning for it to be good, anyway.
Because literally all we had going into to tonight's cast is, like, a bulleted list of things that sound vaguely interesting.
Yeah, and that's four things. So, shouldn't be a lot of cast. First up, though, is something that I think Jeff and I may have different takes on, because it's the Toshiba Libretto W100, which has sold out completely at Amazon. It's a limited run thing. It's not. It is.
It's courier. The courier, basically.
Well, yeah. It's a courier, but it's just built on Windows 7. It doesn't have.
It's a courier running full Windows 7.
Doesn't have a lot of the neat interface stuff, although it does have some of it. It does have kind of a notepad type thing where you can slide notes onto, and one of the screens can be used for that, or it can be used for reading, or. It's kind of an interesting device. It's dual screen. It folds up like a laptop. And they're both touch screens. And one of the screens can be turned into a keyboard. And then you can use the other screen just like it's a laptop. So it can be used as a netbook, essentially. Or it can be used as a note-taking device or whatever you want. So it's actually, it's the closest thing I think we'll see for quite a while. I mean, it can even have a trackpad on the screen. So, I mean, it's got a little trackpad app, so it can be much like a real laptop. And it's got its own little desk view, which is really, it's more like the Windows 7 sidebar on a whole screen. If I had to call it something, which I do.
Huh. Yeah, it's neat. It's a cool concept. It's $1,100.
Well, it is an expensive piece of hardware.
I really don't understand how it sold out so quickly. I mean, this is supposed to be a crappy economy. How are there that many gadget geeks out there with over $1,000 to just blow on something like this?
Well, It's a pretty small little machine. Does run $1,100. It's got a 1.2 gigahertz U5400, so it's a real processor. It's not like an Atom, so it's a step up from a netbook processor. Intel HD graphics, which everything has, 2 gig of DDR3 RAM, and a 62 gigabyte solid state drive. So, yeah, its prices. I mean, obviously wireless and all that built in, USB micro SD card slot.
Partridge pear tree.
Basically, the stuff you would expect. It looks pretty nice. It's got, one USB, one USB
it's
port, by the way.
it's a it's a really sweet device. I wish I had one. I am totally not paying $1,000 for it.
That's true. I would not be doing that myself. Not paying $1,000 for it. Not, no. But it's a neat device. I might spend your $1,000 for it,
Ha! Just to spite you, I don't have $1,000.
Well, Jeff, I'll send you a check. You
Oh, just shut your mouth right now.
Sorry.
We are not going there.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so Jeff's got a point. I mean, it is a little overpriced for what it is, but apparently not. I mean, the market really decides whether it's overpriced, and the market loved it. So you say tomato, I say tomato.
I say Prego.
Anyway, so now Jeff's gonna tell us about Scott Pilgrim versus the World because
Okay,
he sought
so
it. He loved it.
I went to go see it Friday night. Josh has still not to go has not gone to go see it because he's lame. And my quick non-spoilery review is that if you like the books at all, you'll love the movie. If you've never seen the books but have been paying attention to pop culture at all for the last 10 years, you will love the movie. It is awesome, wrapped in awesome, with some extra awesome on top.
Can I get a
It's
side of
about
awesome with that?
a guy who meets this mysterious, captivating girl. But in order to date her, he has to defeat her seven evil exes. And a lot of that involves rock and roll, because he's in a band. He plays bass. And it is just, it's hilarious. If you like the funny, go see it. If you like the anime, definitely go see it. This is a live-action movie with speed lines. Big dramatic mid-air collisions and all of the other stuff that, all of the other anime tropes somehow made it in here anyway. It's got the same goofy visual special effects that you're used to in comics. At one point he's depressed and kind of beating his head against a telephone pole, and every time he makes contact with it, you see actually see the word thunk, just kind of rise up off his head and drift away. Awesome movie. Of course, being that it's an awesome movie and is everything that nerds could possibly want, it only made 10 million for its opening weekend, and is by Hollywood standards considered a flop. Serenity made about 10 million its first weekend. A lot of other geek movies tend to fall into that bucket. So it probably won't be in theaters for very long. So go see it while you can.
See it the world you can. Oh.
Monkey boy.
Yeah. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, just stick your kids in the trunk of the car and take Joy to go see it. It's totally worth it.
Joy doesn't want to see, I don't think. Not her thing.
So tie her up first.
That's not that doesn't end up at the movies. I'm not saying where it
Well,
does. I'm just saying not at the movies.
we've kind of wandered into an awkward little cul-de-sac here.
Let's talk about something Jeff really wants to talk about, because Jeff, along with his new job, has a work Android phone. Well,
Yes, I've.
It's like Android Lite because it's 1.6.
Yeah, I have been issued a G1 running
He's
donut.
got a donut.
And I gotta say that, now that I have some actual hands-on time with an Android phone where I can install my own apps and do what I want with it, it's all right.
Okay, well, first of all, it's like you got to kind of think of it like you're using a first gen iPhone. You can't compare it to an iPhone
Oh, see,
4.
and that's one of the questions that I've had, is that really, what am I missing? What do Eclair and Froyo do that Donut doesn't?
They're better builds, they're faster, especially Froyo. Froyo is much faster, much more efficient, and the hardware is much better on these devices. And hardware, and that's the thing about an Android phone, hardware makes a difference.
Well, hardware, I mean, the G1 is basically the same hardware as my original Touch Pro.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same generation of stuff from HTC. So that's what I was really judging it against. And it's okay. I don't like, some of the complaints I have with the device are obviously very specific to that particular model, like the fact that they've when you've got the when you're using the slide out keyboard, the menu button and the shift button are where each other should be. So I keep hitting menu when I intend to hit shift because it's right next to the Z key. That's where the shift key is supposed to be. But it's not shift. Shift is actually under the Z, not next to it. So
Under?
that is really freaking weird.
What are your non-hardware specific complaints? I mean,
Honestly, my non-hard, I mean, I some of the things about Android I really love. I like having the widgets on the home screen. I think that's a definite plus over the iOS interface right there. My problems really have less to do with the operating system and the build of this particular OS or this or particular device. My problems would I would have the exact same problems if I were using an Evo, because my problems are really with the applications
Well, there are
and the
some
fact that
holes.
Android applications, not holes. I've found most of the stuff I was looking for. The problem isn't that the programs I want don't exist. The problem is that they're just not as polished as their iOS counterparts.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. There are holes, and a lot of times the apps are not by the same people. There's
Yeah.
there there
And
there there.
I'm looking at apples to apples. Kindle is not as good on the Android as it is on the iPhone. Evernote is not as good on the Android as it is on the iPhone.
Really, Kindle? I don't have any complaints about the Kindle app on the. What are your complaints about the
It's a
Kindle app?
little more configurable on the iPhone, and the fonts look better.
Well, okay, fonts. Again, that's going to come down to your screen. I mean, I think.
And I'm not comparing it to my iPhone 4 because there's not an Android device on the planet that can compare to the iPhone 4.
But, I mean.
I'm comparing it
Wait,
to
what did you just say?
my 3G.
Did you say there's not an Android device on the planet that can compare to the iPhone 4?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, you're wrong because a lot of people disagree with you. Therefore, it can compare
I'm not wrong. That's
favorably.
my opinion.
Well, you said it can't compare, but it can. Whether you like it or not, whether you prefer it or not.
Okay. In my opinion, and this is only my
Oh,
opinion.
okay. Just don't use absolutes if you don't mean absolutes.
See, again, where would you
Dude,
get the idea that I think I'm speaking for everybody? Of course, everything I say is my opinion.
you often think you speak for everybody.
Any
Do I need
hoovel.
to roll some tape so you can hear?
Any hoozle.
No, I could be like Jon Stewart when you say stuff like that. Well, Jeff, let's flash back to you 2 weeks ago. Okay, that's Wayne's World, Jeff. Okay.
Anyway, Yeah, Android. I can see why Android is the best-selling smartphone platform on the market right now. I can see where it's going to be the default. If not this year, then by next year. But it is still going to be Ford to iOS's Mercedes.
Well, okay. I'm gonna
And
go ahead.
it's nice, but I'm used to using better.
Well, okay. Once there's more polish, because the apps do lack polish. I've never argued that, and that would be my biggest complaint about Android as well. But
Android really feels like the spiritual successor to Windows Mobile.
Well.
Yeah,
And that's got a lot to do with the polish.
the apps aren't very polished, but there's a lot of hacking and configurability, and it really seems like it's going to appeal to the same kind of user.
Well, they're changing that with the standards that they're bringing with 2.2. They're working on that image. We're gonna see more polished apps because we're gonna see more apps from a lot of the same developers. Now, I don't know.
Are we going to see more Polish apps?
Yes. I'm pretty sure there's at least one app to do reverse Polish notation.
Okay, because
And if
getting Eastern
you
Europe
and if you
involved is
can
important.
and if you can do reverse Polish notation, I'll give you $1.
I know what it is.
Well, okay. You don't get $1
I've
though.
never had much use for it myself because I'm not a big number cruncher, but I'm really more of a word guy.
I say actually you're more like a cookie cruncher. Nom nom nom.
I do not disavow that in any way, shape, or form.
A reverse Polish. Well, we don't need to go off on that. I kind of like it. I think it's kind of an interesting way to.
I am a fan of reverse Polish sausage.
Does that mean it's coming out rather than going in?
Actually, that's kind of a disgusting image now that I think about it. Forget I made that joke.
Yeah,
All right.
that was a bad joke.
Yeah, but at least now all three of our listeners are throwing up in their cars. So, it's different.
I could be throwing up in my car. That'd be better. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. No,
Petitions, right.
I think your biggest complaint is my biggest complaint, but the hardware, I mean, Joy was doing something on my phone tonight, and she goes, oh, I
Brown
just,
chicken, brown cow.
she was just done. And I went, yeah, I think her phone's the better phone. I mean, the 3GS is, and it can do 99% of what your phone can do. I realize the screens are a difference, and we're not getting into that debate. But iOS 4 versus Froyo.
Well, also, my phone has that awesome one-touch call drop button for when you're talking to somebody who's
That's
really
true.
annoying,
That's a
and you just,
feature. It's a feature.
like, oh, darn, I lost a call.
I'm losing. I'm on an iPhone 4. God. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like it. It's a feature. You sound just like Steve Jobs.
And we know that sometimes you're going to be talking to people you don't want to talk to. Well, here's what we've got for you.
Yeah,
It's
actually, I'm gonna put one of those in Skype for when we're recording these. Where's that? Yeah, darn, I can't find it. Oh, I could just hang up. Here's a hang up button.
actually,
Oh.
that Steve Jobs impression came dangerously close to Christopher Walken, so
Okay, now you're gonna start talking about where you kept the watch, and I'm gonna have a problem.
I don't want to know where Steve keeps the watch. I really just don't want to know.
What do you think's in that? What do you think's in that turtleneck? Actually, underneath
Anyway.
that turtleneck, he's all robot. And here's the kicker. It's all PC parts. He's made out of all PC parts under there. That's the big secret that Apple users don't know.
See, now you're just going to have people track you down and kill you.
That's awesome.
I'm going to laugh.
So I do. I see more polish coming and more apps coming because apps are the biggest hole right now. And honestly, I have some concern in that area with Android because Windows 7 is bringing it hard and bringing it polished when it comes to apps. Windows Phone 7 is bring
See,
they are.
I'm still having trouble considering that a big square of a solid color is polish.
Okay.
I just think the Metro interface is stupid.
I know you do. Deal.
And seriously, you're Microsoft. You do not want to show people a big blue screen.
Deal. Seriously. Get over it.
No one thought about this?
Get
Really?
over it. They're trying to change the image anyway, because lots of people like it. That is, they're not embracing the analog, that they're embracing the digital. And I haven't used it, so I don't know what my thoughts are on it really until I really get to use it. I know there's still some holes and some things that have time to be fixed before Windows Phone 7 hits. But really, I'm trying to segue into our next topic. So you yelling about Metro really isn't helping anything. Because you made yourself clear on Metro the last two podcasts.
I will not assist your intention to get us all onto self-balancing two-wheeled scooters.
Why not?
It goes against my religion.
The I won't ride a Segway religion. The anti-mall cop religion.
Yeah, I don't want to look like a mall cop. Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
Because I actually saw one of our mall cops riding one today. Not today, it was, I guess, Sunday. I look over. Joey and I are sitting, eating some popcorn at the food court. I look over, it's a rent-a-cop on a freaking Segway. And I'm just going.
Did everybody shout out Paul Blart or
I'm almost just like, they actually ride Segways. I've never
Yeah.
seen it. I didn't believe it. Did somebody see Paul Blart and go?
I saw an actual cop in Estes Park, Colorado, riding a Segway. It's
Did it have
like,
a
okay,
sign?
well, it's, I mean, this is a town where they also have wild elk just wandering around downtown,
Was
so
it
it's
one of the
not like,
Centaur models that never actually existed but
no,
were really cool?
no, it was just your standard run-of-the-mill Segway, but with knobby off-road tires.
Well, there's that model too, but do you know about the Centaur model
No,
that was?
I remember the Centaur, which was like an ATV that could stand up.
Yeah, it was a
That
concept.
was cool,
Was four
but
wheels.
it
It could
never
be
came
two
out.
wheel,
Yeah.
but it could be four wheel. It was cool, but they never made them. Anyway, yeah, Windows Phone 7. My concern is that Windows Phone 7, from all accounts, all the reviews on all the sites I've read, there are complaints. I mean, it's not a there's complaints about some of the interface and stuff like that. But one thing they've noticed across the board is the polish of all of the applications coming to it. Now,
Well, it damn well should be polished. It took them long enough to release the damn thing.
well,
See,
but
Windows
really.
Phone 7, if it had come out in 2007, when it was originally supposed to come out and competed against the first generation iPhone, the mobile phone market might look very, very different today.
Okay, but it didn't.
But now it's too late.
Okay.
Even if they beat the iPhone, they got Android to contend with.
Okay.
There is not enough room in this town for the three of them.
That's okay. So should I just not talk about the subject since you're done? Since you've written it off without even
No,
actually touching a device or
go
really
ahead.
finding anything
Explain
out about it?
why they're so cool with their fictional features that we can't verify.
Okay, well, first of all, it's nowhere in the press release or anything Microsoft's talk about the feature that Jeff is all hung up on that I don't believe exists either. But he some somebody somebody reputable said it. Not that they could ever be wrong or just
Yeah, I
fed
on Tech News
misinformation.
Today, yesterday, Becky Worley from ABC News and Tom Merritt were talking about how supposedly Windows Phone 7 devices would be able to play Xbox games, and you could actually like on, yeah, I mean, it would have to be a game that was released for Phone 7 and support this feature, but that you could like be playing a game on your phone and then like pause it. And then go, oh, you know, fire up your Xbox and continue playing the game from the same point on the Xbox.
Now, the only feature I see that might be they might be thinking about is right now, and here's one of the flaws in Windows Phone 7 Xbox Live gaming, because that's what it is. It's the Xbox Live gaming, because it does tie very deeply into Xbox Live, but there is turn-based multiplayer for, like, card games and stuff like that. Right now, it's not real-time yet, multiplayer, but so if you had, say, a card game or a chess game going on your phone, and I could see maybe this is the kind of feature they're talking about. You also have that on your Xbox, and you can make your next move from either one. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Pausing a game, that's crap, because there's far too much state change to do. I mean,
they mentioned this in the concept or in the context of first-person shooters and platform games.
Oh, they're stupid. They really don't know what they're talking about, because no one at Microsoft has said that. So if they're saying it, they're all up in the crack. Okay. But anyway,
that's what I heard.
Let's talk about apps real quick and talk about the fact that, and this flows right into gaming, but Xbox Live, Xbox Live has been, and Windows in general has been, a place where polished apps are easy to make. Now, you get a lot of crap out of Visual Studio, but if you spend a little bit of time, it is very easy to make a polished app. Microsoft knows how to give people the tools to make polished apps. And really, I'm going to focus on gaming, because we talked about it last week, but we hadn't heard all about, we'd heard about Mobile Game Studio and all that, Microsoft Game Studio Mobile, excuse me. But we hadn't heard about the Xbox Live integration. What it comes down to is they're using the, and it's basically a plugin for Visual Studio, C#. It's called XNA. And it is what enables a lot of Xbox Arcade. I don't know if people know out there, but there are a lot of downloadable content games on the Xbox that are third party, that are developed by, you know, Joe Blow, using a very rich development environment that Microsoft has created, and these are very, very polished games. These games come from people who are guys making games in their basement. I mean, they've really enabled the people to make polished games fairly easily. And so they're bringing that to the gaming world specifically. And their development suites are in general very powerful, but they're bringing that to the Windows Phone. And what they talked about recently was Windows Phone 7 Xbox Live integration. If Microsoft was saying, yeah, you'll be able to pause Halo and play Halo here, there's a Halo game coming out, but it's not that. First of all, first-person shooters, the same one is not going to be available on both.
I wouldn't think so, but that's not the rumor that's floating around on the interwebs, and anything you read on the interwebs has to be true.
Well, now, platformers? Maybe, but I'm going to say it's probably more like synchronized saves, not like, oh, I paused my game, I'm going to go play it on my Xbox. I mean, that's just not happening. I don't see, I mean, I'm going over the logistics of that in my head, and I'm going, no. A save point, maybe if you're playing Castlevania on your phone, and you get to a save point, it'll synchronize that save to Xbox Live, and you can pick up your Xbox and play Castlevania from the point you last played. That's something. I mean, that seems realistic, right, Jeff?
As long as syncing your place, especially if you're talking about actual save games rather than just like syncing where you are, like a pause in the game.
Yeah.
That's certainly doable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but I object more to the idea that people are saying that the same game that you play on the Xbox 360 is going to be available on a phone.
Well, why not with Well, okay, you got to
It
look at
seems a
this.
little ambitious.
Have you seen the most recent, fairly full priced, Castlevania for Xbox Live Arcade?
No.
Because it is very much in the theme of of Castlevania. It's not got stellar graphics. It's got, look, I've got a game that looks like it on my Game Boy Advance. Okay? So these are,
Well, and
and it's still playable, and it's got some more
supposedly
features.
the iPhone version of Rage from John Carmack is supposed to rival anything on the original Xbox or PS2.
Yeah. So, I
So,
mean, first
yeah.
person shooters, no, because A, first person shooters are not. Okay, if you've got a touch device primarily, because
Full on
everything.
Halo just isn't going to be playable.
No. And there's some Halo game, but we don't know what it really is. I mean, like, there's Crackdown, but Crackdown's actually a tower defense game rather than, Crackdown. I mean, so there's different things, and there's a lot of interesting things it's going to be doing too. I'll talk about a couple of the interesting games we're going to see, but I think when we're hearing about that kind of thing, there will be some games like cards and chess and side-scrolling action games, because honestly, I mean, Earthworm Jim is one of the release games for Xbox, for the Windows Phone 7. Well, yeah, that'd be synchronizable. I mean, you have a save point, and Castlevania is one of them. So these kind of games, from a save point, not from a pause, I can see being very realistic and being on both. Although, one of the best games like ever is a launch game, Fruit Ninja. Oh my God, Fruit Ninja is awesome. If you haven't played it, Jeff, you need to play it.
I refuse to play Fruit Ninja
Why?
because people keep telling me it's addictive and I have other things to do.
Like, play Fruit Ninja. Guitar Hero
See
5.
above re having life now.
Oh. Anyway, and I can see, and you probably won't see this, but it would be really awesome if PopCap did this, because I'm sure there are PopCap games coming, because PopCap's not stupid and Microsoft's been throwing money at people, right? I'm pretty sure I
Microsoft has been
saw.
throwing a ton of money
Yeah,
at, I
I
mean,
mean, Bejeweled's coming.
they've decided that, this whole, please develop for us that Palm was doing doesn't work. You pretty much have to say, we will give you money if you write code.
Well, and it's a smart thing, because that's really the differentiator here, is apps. And that's been my one thing I've said all along that was really the make or break thing about Windows Phone 7. I mean, you can debate a lot of other things, but the thing I don't think you could debate is if it doesn't have a very strong set of applications, it's not going anywhere. No one's going to want it. And it's one of the reasons Android has struggled and will continue to struggle for a while, is because the app is just not there. But this has got games like Bejeweled, Fruit Ninja, Castlevania, a Crackdown 2 game, a Halo game. Okay. And this is just, I'm just looking through and picking out the stuff that really makes you go, whoa, hey, that's cool. Puzzle Quest, stuff like that. A Splinter Cell game. So we're gonna see a lot of stuff coming out, and like, but if you could save just your progress in Plants vs. Zombie, I mean, it'd be cool if they did it across all of them, but if you could, if a Plant vs. Zombie, which would be pretty awesome to play on the Xbox or on my PC or on my phone, if I could save my progress for across, that would be awesome, because I have to restart because I reinstalled my computer. So now I've lost all my progress, and I had some serious progress in Plants vs. Zombies, I'm telling you. Not that I have an addiction.
No, far from it.
So things like that, but those aren't the features I really care about anyway. I mean, we can keep debating this maybe realistic, but not even Microsoft has said it exists feature, or we can talk about the real features that they have said exist. One of them is complete like avatar interface. Now, avatars are actually kind of fun
Now, actually being able to download myself into a 10-foot blue person is kind of cool.
No, you know, your Xbox Live avatar.
Oh,
But you get him there, you can buy clothes for him, you can dress him, you can, and so your avatar can be used in like other places in your phone. He can become part of your environment. And I don't remember the examples they gave in the Engadget review I read. Or not, well, yeah, I guess kind of a review. But anyway, they talked about the avatar integration and all of that. And I mean, and all the stuff they were using was obviously not finished stuff. I mean, it's a prototype phone and stuff like that. Oh, one note is they are, games are free to take advantage of whatever additional hardware they want to, but they all have to be playable by touch.
okay, that makes sense.
Which is something that I don't think is going to happen with, we talked last week about what I think is a very cool device, is the possibility of a PlayStation, PlayStation portable phone. Running Android 3.0, but it would have to have those controllers. Well, interesting, but I don't know. We'll just have to see about that. But you're limiting your devices that it can
I
run
do
on.
think it's interesting that both Sony and Microsoft's entertainment divisions have decided, wait a second, this phone thing, this isn't going away.
Well, I don't think, honestly, I think Microsoft, while they were slow about it, I think they realized that they had taken the wrong approach and scrapped it because they realized 2 years ago that phones were something different than they thought they were. Honestly, I think Microsoft was probably barking up the complete wrong tree with what they were doing with Windows Phone 7 before,
Yeah,
realized it and said, you know what, we can
they were
release the
chasing BlackBerry and they shifted gears very quickly and decided to chase the iPhone instead.
Well, they and that's smarter than releasing something that's chasing the BlackBerry into the marketplace.
Well, and if you remember, all of the original prototype Android devices that we saw before Android was officially released were landscape, non-touchscreen, front-facing keyboard devices.
Yeah. Well,
And those all suddenly became black slabs with capacitive touchscreens as
I
well.
mean,
So,
although Microsoft was moving towards touch, they just from a general ecosystem point of view, they weren't heading this way at all. And so
right.
they've completely made a change and so, well, you're right. They're day late, they're a day late at least, and we'll see if they come up a dollar short or not, but they did the right thing by not releasing something that couldn't compete, because that would have damaged their reputation far more than just leaving
Now,
6.0 and 6.5 out there.
my anger with Microsoft really stems from the fact that because I was a member of their Mobius community of technology writers, I had a look at what they had planned all through the 2000s, and a lot of the ideas that eventually made it into Windows Phone 7 were originally brought up far earlier. They were talking about a lot of these user interface ideas in 2004, 2005. And I'm angry with them because they could have dominated the mobile market, and instead they sat around and tried to hold on to something that wasn't going to last anyway.
Yeah.
And they missed their opportunity. I'm disappointed in them more than anything.
Well,
And having been disappointed like that, it's really difficult for me to give them the benefit of the doubt that they'll actually get it right this time.
I
Because
mean,
I've seen them fail. I've seen them literally snatch defeat from the jaws of victory too
I
many
know.
times now.
I know. You're bitter. Stop being bitter. Let's talk about the actual platform and what we're actually seeing, and not why you don't like them anymore. because they stole your cookie.
Why I expect them to disappoint me again is what it comes down to.
Yeah, they stole your cookie, I know. It was not nice of them.
It was a good cookie.
Okay. Did they make the baby Jeff cry?
A little bit.
It's pretty easy to make the baby Jeff cry. Anyway. We haven't even talked about any of the features I really want to talk about other than avatars. they're doing some goofy things with them, but they're kind of neat. They're integrated in there. They're fully animated just like they are on your Xbox. I mean, it will be your Xbox avatar, and it can, you know, and it'll kind of follow you around. And there are some applications it'll do. Like, I saw a little demo of, like, a flashlight app where, depending on the brightness, it was actually your avatar standing on the screen holding a flashlight. And you turn the phone, and there was a little level, you know, little level app, and your avatar sat there, and he tilted with the level and stuff. So, I mean,
yeah,
just little goofy stuff like that.
Cute things, but...
But integrating it into more of the operating system and kind of making it, kind of letting you bring more of Xbox Live with you. Another
putting the fun back in dysfunctional.
Yeah, well, you are definitely dysfunctional. Another cool thing is achievements, which are very cool on Xbox, and being able to get achievements on your phone that are just part of Xbox Live. I mean, really, Xbox Live is no longer, just like Zune, is no longer going to be just an Xbox thing. Xbox is becoming more of a brand than a device.
Yeah.
With this.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is very good.
Yeah. By doing this, they're bringing that Xbox, that whole Live brand to your phone. They're bringing that Zune brand to your phone. And they're starting to kind of coalesce those brands. And you know, it's no longer, you know, it's a good thing, and it's very interesting. But one of the best features, everything on Xbox, to be on the Xbox Live marketplace, has to have a try before you buy a feature. It has to have a demo version. That is carrying over to the phone. No more having to pay for a game and not know whether it's going to be any good. Now, I like that. I think that's a really consumer-friendly way to do things, and they give them all the tools, and you really can just go buy it from in the app. It's very easy to do the upgrade in Xbox Live, and I assume it's going to be on the phone. Now, when you do buy a light version of a game, it's a whole other download on the iPhone for the most part, to remove ads or whatever it is. It is a very nice concept. And there's a lot of neat little things they're doing, but it looks like these are very polished games. And one of the interesting things is this Crackdown 2 Project Sunburst actually utilizes Bing Maps to create the levels. Okay, it's a tower defense game set in the Crackdown universe, and so. You know, and it supports, like, pinch zooming, rotation, finger tracking, you know. It was really, apparently really good on this game. They're really impressed with it. But it actually takes Bing Maps and makes that into the level you're playing. And so there's a lot of interesting stuff like that, bringing in other parts of the phone and other parts of Microsoft's ecosystem. You're starting to see a real ecosystem here. And they already have one that rivals in infrastructure and design, not necessarily popularity, Apple's ecosystem. But when you start taking the bits and pieces of Microsoft's ecosystem that people use every day, Bing has become very popular. Xbox Live is very popular.
A lot of people are considering Bing a safe harbor alternative to Google's "We know absolutely everything about you."
Well, but
Google is starting to make people a little uncomfortable.
But Bing also gives good results, and you know.
And yeah, Bing is a fine search engine. I find that the results I get from it are just as good as what I get from Google, if not better. I think Bing actually does a better job than Google with location-based information, although Google is learning very quickly and borrowing the parts of Bing that work well. No, Microsoft has got a lot of good technology that if they tie it together correctly and use it to leverage and reinforce, each other, they could have a winner on their hands.
Yeah, I agree. They just gotta do it right. And there's still plenty of pitfalls and that. But the lineup of games is looking promising, and there's a bunch more coming out. There's two Star Wars games hitting: Star Wars Battle for Hoth, which, if I'm not mistaken, is that tower defense game.
Yeah, it's a tower
Yeah,
defense game.
it's on the
It's on the iPhone
iPhone.
already.
Yeah. So I'm seeing several iPhone games on here. I'm seeing, Guitar Hero 5 is one of the games, and so they've got a lot of companies that are. Half Brick is a familiar iPhone development company, iOS, I guess, development company. You've got like Namco also has several games they're bringing, and so we'll just have to see. But I just think this really kind of plays into what we talked about last week, where there is a real gaming war going on, and you have Nintendo taking a very different approach from everyone else. But Microsoft, we talked about the whole whatever game center or whatever it is Apple wants to do, but is failing miserably at, apparently. Windows Phone 7 is going to hit the ground running and have every bit of that, and quickly has the potential to, at least from a game standpoint, match anything and everything that the iPhone's doing. And they've got a lot of veteran developers, and Microsoft gets games. They actually are a very big force in gaming. And in social gaming, which is what Xbox Live is all about, and it's the biggest strength, I'd say, of the Xbox. So now that I know more about this Xbox Live integration and what they're trying to do, it makes it an even bigger threat and makes the battle even more interesting.
Yeah, it. I'm looking forward to seeing how this plans out.
And if we see some dedicated hardware that's similar to what we're seeing in that PSP phone, every game has to have a touch interface. It doesn't have to be good. If they make games that are have a touch interface and can be played, but are much better with that other interface, and they come up with a very nice phone that has a slide out, even if it's a slide out touch screen for controls, which has actually got a lot of potential there, even if it's like two smaller touch screens or whatever. But there's just a lot of potential because you can do that with Windows Phone 7 devices. They can have custom hardware. They just have to meet a certain lowest common denominator, and so does their software. But then you can add to it from there. And you're not going to have the splintering because they won't let your software splinter like is going to happen on Android. So I think you'll see even less splintering on Windows Phone 7 than you will on iOS 4.
Well, see,
And of course,
if that 7-inch iPad turns out to be a real thing, then,
we'll see.
that'll splinter things even more.
Well, it's a dumb idea, in my opinion, at
See,
least.
I would buy one in a heartbeat.
Okay.
I've been waffling about the 10-inch iPad, but a 7-inch, something about the same size as a Kindle, I'd be all over that.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I don't. Tablets, I'm still pretty meh on tablets. I mean,
Yeah,
there's
you
a
own
lot
a
of,
Kindle.
huh?
You own an actual physical Kindle.
but it's an e-ink device. It is not a tablet. It is not an iPad competition, period. It's not trying to be, and it doesn't stand up on what the iPad wants to do, but if you want to read books, it's a far better device. I don't want to use my Kindle like you use an iPad. I want to use my Kindle like a book. What?
Anyway.
I'm not saying you're wrong for wanting to do things your way.
No,
I'm just saying.
No, I'm not saying you're saying. I'm just saying.
Well, wait, what are we saying? I think we're saying that's the end of this show.
That's all I got. In fact, we passed what I had probably a good 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Windows Phone 7. It could suck. It could be great.
I think Windows Phone 7, as much as people talk about how iOS is like the biggest threat to Nintendo in gaming, Windows Phone 7 really could carve itself out a niche as the gaming smartphone.
And
yeah.
Just
for God's sake, do not make one that looks like a taco, okay? It does not work.
Okay, stop it.
You remember the N-Gage?
I do. I try not to talk about the N-Gage. People wanted that to be cool for so bad, and it
you know,
was never anything.
If you're going to make a specialty gaming phone, maybe you shouldn't have to remove the battery to switch game cards. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a good design. Nokia was stupid.
It was a taco!
But I like tacos. I think the reality is Windows Phone 7 will fall right about in the middle of expectations.
And where do they stand on young people? Right about here.
Oh my gosh.
Old Monty Python bit, never mind.
I got it. I just didn't want it. Like I said, I think there's a lot of potentials with Windows Phone 7. I think the reality will be it'll be middle of the road. Kind of like I think the actual result will be that it is definitely a competitor. It will take some of the iPhone's thunder. And honestly, I think probably in a couple of years, we'll have as many Windows Phone 7 and Android devices and iOS 4 phones, because
that's the other thing. Is that
we're going to just look at phones here, because
is the iPod Touch? Because rumor has it that next month Apple's going to release an iPod Touch with a Retina display.
Yeah.
And, you know, front and rear facing cameras and FaceTime support and all the rest of it. And what is that going to do to Microsoft's gaming calculus?
I think nothing. I don't think it changes the landscape all that much, Jeff. I really don't.
See, I see a lot of iPod Touches used primarily as gaming devices.
Yeah, but
that's what my sister uses her for mostly.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. But it's still the same thing. I mean, fine, we can lump in all iPod Touches too, I guess, if we really want to. But I'm really talking about phones, and I think there'll be pretty similar numbers of those devices out there in a couple of years. Because it'll take a couple of years, because really, I think we've already started to see us moving towards equilibrium on number of Android-based phones and number of iOS 4-based phones out there, you know. And I think we'll really be heading towards a three-headed race with BlackBerry and their stupid BlackBerry Messenger commercials, you know, staying solidly not anywhere anybody cares about other than corporations. Who have married themselves to BlackBerry already. But anyway, we were trying to end the episode a minute ago, and I think we should do that now. You have anything to say? Well, any closing comments on our discussion?
I have nothing to say.
Okay. I just want to make sure you said what you wanted to say, which is Josh is right. Let's say it.
I don't think that's what it was.
I'm sure it was. Just say
I'm
it.
Pretty sure it wasn't.
Josh is right. Just say it.
I don't. It makes me feel icky inside to
Okay,
say
well,
that.
later on, I'm going to edit some stuff together, and you will have said Josh is right at the end of this podcast. Just
I
so you
don't
know.
think so.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Laters.